Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Nippertown.com, a great website. It's always looking back and looking ahead to the music that makes great sounds locally in the 518 and beyond. And today, Greg joins us to take a look back at the year just past, some of the under-the-radar releases from 2018 from the great musicians locally.
Yeah, I thought rather than do just a, you know, best of the year, which everybody does, we do things a little different. And certainly some of these recordings were on my favorites as bests of the year, but these were ones that didn't get a lot of notice, didn't get as much notice as I thought they should have. Let's put it that way. And the first one is from Jim Sandy, who longtime Greater Nippertown music scene fans might remember from, I think the first time I saw Jimmy, he was in a band called The Executives. And then it was Hot Lobsters and Square One. And anyway, then he does this solo thing. And he's put out a number of really fascinating recordings over the years. This year, he really upped the ante, released two full albums, one called Silver and the other Pagliacci. Problem with Jim is that you can hardly ever see him out performing live. He does have the Jim Sandy Ensemble that make a few rare appearances here and there, maybe at I think the last one was at a brunch session at Perfect Blend in Del Mar. Mm-hmm. Certainly not the usual venues, but fascinating, fascinating music. So let's listen to the title track from Jim Sandy's album, Pagliacci.
Jim Sandy, Pagliacci, one of the best under-the-radar releases of 2018. Is this a dream? How would you know? Don't yes, wake me up.
Well, yes, if it is a dream, don't wake me up. I don't know. I need to start this with a little full disclosure that this is a song by Sarah Ayers from her album Leaving the Land of Before, and Sarah is my wife, my beautiful wife. So take whatever I say with a grain of salt. But like Jim, Sarah started off playing in rock bands, Dial Tones, AKA, etc., Bang Zoom, New Shiny Things, and then went ambient for quite a while, doing really interesting ambient music. And this is kind of a return to... it's hard to say exactly that it's pop, but it's maybe it's art pop. And it's her first new album since 2005's really abstract A Million Stories. The name of the album is Leaving the Land of Before. And Sarah Ayers' song is This a Dream? How Would You Know?
The purpose of a system is what it does.
Sarah Ayers, a.k.a. Mrs. Sarge Blotto, Mrs. Greg Hames, and Is This a Dream? How Would You Know? The album Leaving the Land of Before. Now, buckle your seatbelts, everybody. The Weasels are next. And just for, as you say, full disclosure, Roy Weasel, one of the outstanding musicians of the Weasels, and one of the guiding lights is our very own Ray Graff. And Mr. Weasel and Dr. Fun put together another release, and it's really something.
Yeah, you know, I never was sure whether it was Roy Weasel or Roy Weasel, because the spelling is kind of funky.
Well, it could be Weasel.
Weasel, yeah. You know, kind of a French thing. I don't know. Anyway, they're one of my favorite bands, and like Jim and like Sarah, you can't see them perform. You can only enjoy their fabulous music via their albums. And this is their seventh album. They just put out, and this one flew under the radar, partially because it came out at the very tail end of the year. So a lot of people probably didn't even know it was out when they had already made up their best of the year lists. But the man who saw tomorrow is a wonderful album. I think it's one of their best, really. It's the follow-up to their 2013 album, Arp Go the Weasels. And if you like Frank Zappa or Steely Dan or Frank Zappa meets Steely Dan, I think you're going to like the Weasels. So give a listen to Woke Flake.
The Weasels, Woke Flake, from the album that came out late last year, The Man Who Saw Tomorrow. Okay, here's something. Ectotrophia. Do you know what that means?
I knew you were going to do that,
Brian. I had enough trouble saying it.
Ectotrophia.
Ectotrophia.
Ectotrophia. Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know. Happy Roads is not one to explain a lot. But ectotrophia, let's say, whatever. Happy was back in the 80s, mid 80s, released a bunch of really, really interesting cassette only releases that were very much influenced by Kate Bush. She's got a marvelous, fabulous range vocally. And she put out, like I said, she put out a number of cassettes and then started performing around town with Kevin Bartlett in Bartlett Rhodes. You could see them in the mid to late 80s at 288 Lark or QE2. These days, Happy is the lead singer in The Security Project, who have played around here a couple of times in the past year or two. And that's a Peter Gabriel tribute band. And she's got the chops for it. But this album, Ectotrophia, is a 18-song compilation of her early stuff from the 80s. And doesn't sound dated at all. It sounds really impressive. And I wish she would come around and do some of her own stuff live one of these days soon. This is a song from the album called I Cannot Go On, and it was originally released on cassette only on her 1987 album Ecto. I Cannot Go On.
Guess I always try to search for the perfect truth. Guess I
Happy Roads, I Cannot Go On. And for some of our younger listeners who don't know what a cassette tape is, you're going to have to Google it and promise me, I'll promise you, you're glad they're gone because they used to get eaten alive by your car player.
Yes.
Amy Rigby. We finish up with Amy Rigby playing Pittsburgh, the old guys.
Yes. Amy has been around for quite some time as well, a real veteran. Started out in bands like The Last Roundup and The Shams, and put out the spectacular 1996, I think it was her solo debut, called Diary of a Mod Housewife. And she lives down in Catskill, fabulous singer-songwriter. And this is, her first solo album in about a dozen years, I think. It's called The Old Guys, and it's produced by her partner, Reckless Eric. Stiff recording great, the whole wide world, you may remember, all you old-timers. And this is maybe the album I listened to the most in the past year. partially because it came out really early in the year, and partially because it's just a great record. Unfortunately, her Greater Nippertown appearances are rather rare indeed. She just came back from a November tour of England. But if you want to see her live, just keep your eye on the calendars for say the Hi-Low in Catskill or the Spotty Dog in Hudson. She occasionally, very rarely, pops up to do a little show here and there. Anyway, I love the album. It's called The Old Guys, and this is Amy Rigby singing Playing Pittsburgh.
Amy Rigby playing Pittsburgh from the album The Old Guys. And keep your ears open, keep your mind open, and also type up nippertown.com. There you'll find the Greg Hames wonderful website, all things local, all things music. And we'll see you soon, Greg, in about 1 month.
In about a month, we'll be back with some maybe some love songs for Valentine's Day, Brian.
See you then.
All right. Bye-bye.